So let's now look at the concept of overlap profits. So I said before that over the life of the business, all profits should be taxed. All profits should be taxed once, and that there should be an assessment for each year. But as we saw in the last example of Clive, the profits for 16-17 were taxed again in 17-18, meaning that he paid twice tax on the same profit. So the way that we deal with this is using overlap relief. So relief is given on that overlap profit. So the profit that you pay overlapped or twice at the beginning of the business, you get to claim relief and offset that at the cessation of the business. So, sounds like an amazing deal, right? Well, probably not. So there's a couple of things that can happen here. If you think about it, so in this example, let's look at this example actually. So you see that Clive had profits of £48,000, but he was taxed on £55,500. So that's £7,500 from November 16 to April 17 was taxed twice. Now, let's imagine that Clive is quite successful, and let's imagine that he trades for another 20 years. Is that £7,500 going to be worth the same in 20 years when he gets a relief? No, because we've got inflation to account for. So this doesn't take into account the time value of money. Clive might use a bookkeeper this year, and he might move to somebody else in 3 years' time. He might then move to somebody else in 6 or 7 years' time. And all of these moves, we've got to keep making sure that the incoming professional knows of the overlap profit. There's an opportunity there for that information to get lost in time. So that's one of the things about overlap profit. Obviously, overlap profit doesn't come into account if the business uses the tax year as their financial year. And there's less overlap profit the closer you get to using the tax year. And remember also that HMRC deems the 31st of March and the 5th of April to be the same day. So you can trade up to the 31st, can make the 31st of March your year end. We looked at reasons why you wouldn't do that, but excuse me, when you're weighing up those reasons, you need to think about this overlap profit and the potential for it getting lost or devalued over time. So this was a question last time. Mary starts her business on the 1st of January 2017, and she prepared their accounts to the 1st of July each year. This is exactly the same question that we did in the last module. All I want you to do now is look at what the overlap profits are that Mary's going to get relief on and where they come from. And you can get the answer to that below this video.